This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're launching into the second hour of the program. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about the latest from the socialist pit of Venezuela. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Edward Snowden, the keynote speaker at this year's New Hampshire Liberty Forum, making headlines all over the place. I've yet to go through them all, but it looks like there's over 100 articles on Google News with the words Edward Snowden and Free State Project in them. And, of course, the Free State Project is going to get a lot of press out of this and could have a nice boost. I mean, even though we've made our goal of 20,000 participants who've signed up to libertarians, who've signed up to make the move to New Hampshire and get active with the Free State Project, they're still accepting new signers. So what a great time to, you know, continue to promote the Free State Project.
I think it's fine if you want to go to the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org and sign up for the Free State Project. But I hope they never change the counter again. To me, what that's about is...
Well, there's a new counter. The new counter is the moved counter. They're trying to get to 20,000 movers now. So they had 20,000 signers.
I'm interested in that number.
People who've pledged. So now we need people to move. And I think it is important to sign something that, you know, states one's intentions.
It's good to get in contact with an organization that you're interested in, perhaps.
They'll put you on the email list.
Right. It's good to be on the email list.
So let's go to the phones and the fun. First up, Mike is in South Carolina listening via TuneIn online. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, we got cut off. I heard everything you said. I really did. You didn't talk into the dark.
Oh, right. Okay, very good.
But, you know, for me, and this is my opinion, and I think one of the biggest problems we have in this country, it's not okay to disagree. It is okay to disagree. Everybody has their own opinion.
Sure.
This is just my opinion. I believe that Christianity is not a religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, I do believe in revelation, but it's my belief. And I look at it this way. If I'm wrong, then I die and I rot in the ground. But if I'm right, then I go to heaven.
That's Pascal's wager, right?
Well, I mean, if I'm wrong, then nothing's going to happen.
Right, that's what that is called.
That's
Pascal's wager.
There was some, you know, ancient guy named Pascal who said that, look, it makes sense to be a Christian because being a Christian means that you get to go to heaven, and if you're wrong, then you go to the same place that the other people go, so what difference does it make, is the idea.
Yeah, well...
I'm sure you could say that about other monotheistic religions as well, if they were as popular.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I mean... I love this atheist argument. I am not an atheist. Is that, you know, there's 568 religions in all of humanity or whatever. We disbelieve, both of us disbelieve in 567 of them. We're just disagreeing on one. And, you know, ultimately that's what it comes down to.
What if they're all right?
What's fascinating is the vast majority of people that believe that they're right also believe that the religion of their parents, that their parents passed down to them, was the right religion. Isn't that a, like, astronomically low chance that that's true?
I don't know.
What are the odds that your parents picked right?
Right. Poor. The odds are slim.
Yeah, the odds are slim, but still, you know.
Somebody's right, right?
I read the Bible. I read the Bible for myself from what I take from it. And I'm sure that a lot of it influences from my parents. Because I did grow up in a Christian home, but from what I do read, I mean, I tend to sway that way. But like I said, I think, you know, the problem in this country is we can't disagree. Why can't we disagree? It's okay.
Well, I'm fine with disagreeing. Here's what my concern with is, with any religious person, and in this country, the religious people that concern me are Christians, or people who are, you know, believe Christianity differently than I believe Christianity. Because I think that some sort of from a greater bird's eye view, somebody can call me a Christian. I think that's fine. I believe in God. I'm a Western, Western male, so you can call me a Christian if that's what you want.
I don't think that. No. You have to believe Jesus Christ is your Savior.
That's somebody else's definition. I believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and I believe there are many Messiahs because he fits the definition of what a Messiah is. However, Christ is a Greek word that should never be applied to Jesus, and Paul should have never spread that religion beyond what he did. It was a religion for Jews. Now, that's my opinion or whatever, but the people that scare me in this country are Christians that vote their Christianity. So they vote, we shouldn't have prostitution, we shouldn't have gambling, we shouldn't have, you know, whatever it is that
I mean,
think
they're
is
forcing
wrong.
Their views
right.
on others.
They're playing God because God gave you free will and then they want to take it away. They
right.
want to bomb people
well,
of
Christ,
other religions.
Christ, God will never force anything upon you. It is free will. You have
except
to
hell, right?
Well, I mean, that's the two choices, heaven or hell. I mean,
well, it's not a choice if I don't make it, right? Like, if I choose not to make a choice, heaven's a choice, hell is not.
I agree. Can I ask you one more question? Just get your opinions
yes,
on
sir.
This.
Sure.
With Apple, what is your opinion? Should they help the FBI?
If they turn those keys over to the FBI, those keys will get into the hands of every malicious hacker, every scary tenpock dictator. People will die in the millions based on turning over those keys. What the request from the FBI in that case is just flat out a request for murder.
Yeah, and I would say.
I mean, even just for that one phone.
It doesn't work that way.
Apple can't get into that. If Apple makes it so that they can get into that phone, then they break the encryption to the point that they can get into the phone. You break that encryption, then it breaks it for all the phones, and, you know, that's it from there.
Well,
it's not magic. They can't just turn it on.
To disable the unlimited lock feature, or the limited, the 10, what is it, 10 limited? You got 10 tries, 10 successive tries, and then it wipes out the phone.
That's my understanding.
That's what they're asking. That's what they're asking. Is we just want we'll get into it. Just take away that part of that phone, but it has an ID. I mean, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate, you know, and just
I hear you
on both sides.
I don't know what are the authorities going to find out there. So far, the United States government, when it collects information, does some really scary stuff. I'm sick and tired of being lied to by the NSA. Before the Snowden leaks came out, we found out what was going to be on, and the NSA said, no, none of that's going to be there. And then we find out that that's a lie. And then they say, well, we didn't do it knowingly. And then we find out that's a lie. And then, you know, they just keep on lying and lying and lying. I kind of feel like I'm sick of dealing with liars, and the government's made it very clear that anybody
wrong.
From the police officer you deal with on a daily basis all the way up to the chief of the NSA, all of these people are exempt from telling you the truth. And you're a Christian. I'd say that's an ungodly, satanic organization. Don't deal with Satan, brother.
Yeah, I'm totally with you there. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Right.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I will go so far as to say all those other governments all around the world, including the ones in the Muslim countries, they're probably satanic too. Because you simply can't run an organization of force without lies, deception, violence. You just
well,
can't do it.
You know, that kind of it's like calling the police pigs. It's sort of an insult to the pig in some cases. I'm not saying that about all police. I think some of them are pretty good guys.
I think there's a lot of law enforcement officers who are trying to work within a very corrupt system.
But calling governments satanic is kind of an insult to Satan.
I'm talking to a religious guy, though.
Right. No, I'm just saying.
Satan tells lies. He's the prince of lies.
Well, now, isn't it possible that Satan was just somebody who was challenging God's authority and power, and that, you know, all the things that have been written about him have also
really?
I know that. You're not talking to a Christian here, okay?
Then Satan's not real, dumbass.
I don't know what's real, okay? I'm not going to take a position on that. I don't personally believe in it. I don't personally believe in it. I never really got my question out. You interrupted me. I said, isn't it possible that, you know, in this whole view of Christianity, Satanism, whatever, that the people who wanted to make Satan out to be the bad guy would have written him that way? But what if, you know, if Satan was real, that he was just somebody who challenged the authority of this, you know, tyrannical God in certain circumstances and decided to set man free.
Okay, so I'm in an imaginary world where Satan is real, God is a tyrant, and God wrote the Bible. Okay, I guess what I would say to that is that, okay, God has shown me no evidence that he's a tyrant. I would say that the people that wrote the Bible will write him that way, but I guess I don't believe that. You can't ask me to go that far into the fantasy world, because I don't believe that he's, I don't believe he's tyrannical. I don't believe he's the God of the Bible.
Wasn't the God of the Bible kind of a little tyrant in the Old Testament specifically?
Well, wasn't that great in the New Testament? You believe or you go to hell for the rest of eternity?
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
join us here on Free Talk Live. You can do it via your phone, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But that's kind of an older way to get in touch with us. You can also get in touch with us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
You've probably been hearing about how beets are good for you. What the science is behind that is that there was a Nobel Prize team that got the Nobel Prize back in 1998 for their studies in nitric oxide and what it does as far as cardiovascular health, blood pressure, those kind of things. I've recently been taking a supplement. A lot of people have been asking me about it. Mark, are you for real? And the answer is yes. I'm for real. I've been taking Super Beets, and by everything I can tell, this is factually one of those great nutraceuticals that is really going to change your life. So my blood pressure is lower than it has been. I'm taking it comes with these nitric oxide testing strips, and you know you can test yourself. How is my nitric oxide right now? It doesn't stay in your blood a great deal of a whole long time, so you got to kind of keep on taking the supplement. But if you do, then you get these huge benefits. And by the way, it also gives you, increases your energy levels. So if you take it in the morning, it's great and makes you feel like you're awake. It doesn't feel like coffee. I'm very sensitive to stimulants. And I want you to check it out. So here's the, if you don't feel any results, you get your money back guarantee. If you don't feel the results, if you don't see the results, if you don't feel like this is right for you, you get your money back guaranteed. That was very important to me in taking this endorsement. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You get the nitric oxide indicator strips so you can test yourself and see that it's working on you. Plus, you'll feel the energy. And plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, so it'll tell you all about it. And all this comes to you with free shipping. All you have to do is go to ftlbeats.com to check it out, or you can call the number 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com, 800-951-8940. I think Super Beats is wonderful. I just take it with water, but you can take it with yogurt or smoothie, 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts. We've got Matt in Tennessee. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think Islam is a threat.
I agree.
Now, I'll tell you why I don't think Islam is a threat.
Okay.
Because they don't have the economic system. You know, theologically, in Islam, they are supposed to submit. You know, anyone that submits to government is going to be regulated. In their case, in the case of Islam, theologically. Therefore, I mean, Islam is inherently a religion, a theocratical religion of government regulation. Therefore, they're not...
What does that mean? That's not my understanding of Islam at all.
Doesn't like Romans 13 tell Christians to submit to those in authority?
No, it's interesting stuff. I've actually got a copy of the Quran. I had a class in the University of Tennessee system under a more progressive professor, that was pro-Islam. So, and actually my copy of the Quran is from the Penguin Classics. It doesn't even include Surah, which is where, the Quran is more scattered than the Bible when it comes to literature.
When you say it's more scattered, what do you mean?
Wasn't it just him dictating? Go ahead.
Well, it's scattered because they have so many more. I think they have so much more dogma within the Islam, you know, Islamic religion. And there's plenty of dogma in the Christian religion.
Yeah.
For example, these people that think that Jesus has come back. He's already come back.
What's that, a preterist?
Yeah, the preterists believe that all the predictions of the New Testament occurred within the first century. So the claims are that all these things have occurred already, and so that, you know, there's really nothing else to predict.
Well, it could be. You know, I mean, I know in the book of Revelation, you basically got three things. You know, you got your pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib. And that's just within Christianity.
It's tribulation as a trib, not trip, you stoner.
Hey, wait a minute. So just let me clarify here, Mark. So the preterists believe that it's already the rapture or the rapture has happened?
I guess. I mean, I'm not entirely clear on it. I just know that the preterists believe it.
The Left Behind series think that, you know, you're going to be whisked away on some type of magic carpet ride. And
what do you think, Matt?
I already told you. He's already been. You know, they talk about...
So you are a preterist.
He already came.
So what comes next?
Life goes on, people live and die, and the decisions that are made by the people that are probably demonically influenced...
demons.
Will
you believe in demons?
Prevail, but God will prevail.
Truth will prevail. Believe in demons? Is that a particularly Christian thing?
No, demons are very common throughout the world, the belief in demons and evil spirits.
No. But what I mean is, do all Christians believe in demons? Is it a Christian-wide thing?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry, Matt. What reason?
Man, I'm borderline anarchist.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's what percentage of Christians believe in demons? It would seem to be a large percentage, I would think.
I don't know. I think that people get really sort of shifty on it. I think they want to believe in God. They want to believe in angels. Angels are fun to believe in, right? And, you know, at that point, then they feel sort of an obligation to believe in the devil. And then
demons.
At that point, you know, if you believe in angels, you factually have to believe in demons. you know, but... The belief in evil spirits is planet-wide.
Sure.
So
sure.
If you are going to sort of use the argumentum ad populum, you know...
Which aspect, I would not do.
But it's a logical fallacy, but yeah. People use it all the time.
Sure.
Then you would believe in demons because most of the planet believed in demons. So that's, you know, it gets very difficult.
I don't
believe in demons at all. But, right. And I think that this is, like, we need to stop basing, you know, our lives and foreign policy on the belief that,
demons.
You know, the demons are making us sick and that, you know, like, maybe we're going to go to heaven tomorrow and all these crazy things. I mean, all these beliefs are fine. It's when we start applying them to our lives and other people's lives that they get really mushy for me.
Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
the
show tonight.
Sure.
You're talking about religion, and you said earlier, I think, unless I'm mistaken, I didn't actually hear what you said was the most dangerous thing in the world. And this is my opinion. What is the most dangerous thing in the world is ignorance. Because people try to explain things away or they have beliefs over things that they don't have any facts to believe upon.
This is an interesting question. Hang on, Tim. What is the most dangerous thing in the world, the most dangerous idea or thing or whatever? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tim says it's ignorance. What do you think? Or Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bit of a theological discussion here tonight. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you could, of course, join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Plus, maybe you want to get involved with Arcade City. You've heard us talking about it, interviewing the creator of Arcade City, Christopher David. Word is getting around about Arcade City. It's getting headlines, making news, because they're challenging Uber, they're challenging Lyft. They're going to take on the ride-sharing big dogs, and they're going to do their best to decentralize ride-sharing even further, to disrupt the already disrupted transportation services industry. And I'm pretty excited about it. I spent a little bit of time with Chris over the weekend and Dennis, who's kind of like the second-in-command over there at Arcade City, and they're just doing amazing work. If you've been thinking about signing up, you now can. If you can just prove that you've had a background check, you can become a driver for Arcade City. You don't have to be an Uber or Lyft driver anymore. So the first step for their recruiting was to only recruit existing Uber and Lyft drivers. Now they're opening it up to anybody who can prove a background check. So if you want to sign up, go to arcade.freetalklive.com, or if you want to sign up as a rider for Arcade City, you can go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com. And Arcade City is going to be built by drivers for drivers, and you'll be able to keep all of what you earn if you drive for Arcade City. So go to arcade.freetalklive.com. They're really changing the game, and it's pretty cool. Let's go to Tim, back to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you'd ask the question of what is the what is it that is the most dangerous thing? Is that right, in the world?
Yeah, that's right. You were saying the most dangerous thing. I think you said earlier that most dangerous thing was something like it wasn't theism. I don't think it was theism or even atheism, but I think it was just maybe it was a stubborn belief in one particular ideology of some kind. And
was that you who said that, Mark? I don't remember.
Sure,
I don't remember saying that.
Could have been a caller.
You didn't say that. But I mean, essentially, the idea of what you're saying is that if there are certain beliefs that people hold, and they won't sway on them, they won't allow a small crack in their armor, so to speak, to let any.
Well, cognitive dissonance certainly is a strong thing that most people have and that they can struggle with. But I would say, just to answer the question, I think it's an interesting question. You said that you believe ignorance is the most dangerous thing. I have to say, I like Larkin Rose's argument that it's actually the belief in authority that is the most dangerous thing. Because, you know, if you think about it, ignorance on its own isn't dangerous. It's something that all of us have. Like, I am ignorant when it comes to doing car repair. Like, I'm not very good at it. I've changed oil once, and I was a teenager when I did that. So, you know, I can put gas in the damn thing, but as far as anything else goes...
Auto shop in high school, basically, right? Pretty much that.
No, I never had that. I went to the gifted school. They didn't have that. The gifted kids expect to have other people's kids take care of their cars. So I think that...
Chauffeurs, right? Yeah, okay.
So to get specific... the ignorance specifically that is dangerous is the ignorance of the idea that, you know, authority is terrible, right? Like authority, people believe in authority. Larkin Rose wrote a great book about this called The Most Dangerous Superstition. And he lays out a solid argument that, you know, if people didn't believe in authority, then, you know, we wouldn't have the state, because then no one would be fooled by this song and dance they have of acting like this somehow it's somehow legitimate for them to rule over our lives, for them to threaten us with violence and caging if we don't do what it is that they say or give them the arbitrary amounts of money and obedience that they are demanding. So I would get a little bit more specific, but I'd also like to hear Mark's answer to the question, what is the most dangerous thing?
I'd say the most dangerous thing is the human compulsion to control their situations. So human beings sort of by their nature want to control. And it makes sense to want to control, say, the ground so you can grow crops and animals so that you can make food and, you know, trees so that you can make houses and all these other things. Control is very good in that area. But the control tends to, you know, sweep over things like our families, our communities, and then goes on much farther to around the world and that kind of thing. So I think it's this compulsion that we have to control.
Well, you know, I understand what you're saying, without disagreeing with what you're saying, I'll say that what Machiavelli said was that power corrupts, and maybe it was in The Prince, I think, but essentially what I'm saying is power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. If people believe that the power that they have is worthwhile to have to control others, and that is obviously a dangerous thing. That's a very dangerous thing. What I meant by ignorance being a dangerous thing, in essence, is, let's say you're walking down the sidewalk and there's a sign. You don't know how to read the language that's written on the sign. The sign says, "Watch out! There's a giant hole ahead. Don't fall in the giant hole." And you don't know how to read the sign. And it's written in, maybe it's written in the language of a country you've never been to, and all of a sudden you're dropped in there for some reason. I'm just saying, there's a sign. You can't read the sign, or somebody says something in a language to you, don't cross the street right here, the cars never stop, and you walk out and get run over. Okay, that's ignorance in that sense, but because you've failed to be educated in the sense of what you needed to have to be in that particular environment. That's what I mean by it.
Yeah, there's no doubt that ignorance does put you at risk in a lot of situations. Thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and ignorance of economics can definitely put you in a hurting position, especially when not only are you might someone be ignorant of economics, but also the people in power are ignorant of economics, and then they do some really stupid things that have some nasty consequences, usually not for the people in power, because if the people in power could feel directly the consequences of their actions, they probably wouldn't take them because they're insulated. You know, they're well protected, taken care of, well paid, well fed. And certainly the people in Venezuela who are in power are, you know, still pretty well fed. They're probably doing okay. Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, he looks well fed. I don't think that he is having a tough time finding food for himself. He seems
He's doing fine.
He seems kind of plump.
Don't you think that the term ignorance can be used as a manipulative tactic to, in fact, control people? So there's no way. Well, there's no way we can all know everything, right? So ignorance is a
guarantee.
Ignorance is the default state.
Yes.
For humans. So the question is what is it that the speaker, in any given case, wishes me to be informed about? Well, in many cases, there are topics where you can't even get informed about them. Like, there's so many topics out there that if you go and research on the Internet, 9/11 and vaccines come to mind.
Oh, God.
Get informed about 9/11 and vaccines.
Don't summon them.
And you'll never be back. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You're gone for the rest of your life, digging through the mounds and mounds of information that different people have to educate yourself on the Internet. So I don't even believe, I guess I've come to the, I think that it could very well be that the call for knowledge is in fact a manipulative tactic employed by people who wish to control their environment, which is what I said is the single biggest threat to humans in the first place.
Are you saying that there's no truth on those topics or that it's not worth digging for the truth?
I don't know that you can find it. I don't know that the average... okay, so I believe that you can find a truth for yourself by becoming a vaccineologist or whatever, somebody who studies these things. You can find out the truth. But until you spend...
The truth for you or the truth for the truth?
Yeah, the truth for you, as far as I...
So you're saying the truth is subjective?
Ultimately, in many cases, the truth is subjective. You just can't figure it out, right? Well, what's global warming? Some people say it is. Some people say it's not. Yeah. I just don't know.
I tend to agree with you in a lot of cases.
No, we'll find out in the future, but
that really bothersome. That's really bothersome libertarians, I bet.
What's that?
To say the truth is subjective.
Well, I'm sure that you know what. Here's what my thought process is on these three topics. 9/11, you don't know the truth. I don't know the truth. We're never going to find the truth. The government lied, and so do a bunch of other people.
Lies exist.
Lies exist. number two.
No, wait. How can lies exist if there is no truth?
Vaccines are great. Go ahead and vaccinate your kid, as long as you're willing to take the risk of a medical procedure. Medical procedures have risks. And what was the last one? Global warming?
Okay.
You probably shouldn't argue with scientists, but I will tell you that these scientists
argue with each other.
Yeah, scientists argue with each other, and they're all financially incentivized to come to the conclusion they come to. So I don't
That's
really,
the truth.
Yeah.
855-450. I knew there was some truth out there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. What's old Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela up to now? Is he going to fix the economy in the last minute? What do you think? No,
it's ridiculous.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE, live Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We also have Skype, so please Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. Going halfway across the world to Venezuela, where Nicolas Maduro has used apparently decree powers, according to TheGuardian.com, to raise fuel prices for the first time in 20 years, and he's devalued the bolivar. Now, if you recall, we've talked...
Why do you care what they're doing in Venezuela?
It's fascinating. I think that for whatever reason, Venezuela, North Korea, some of these most totalitarian socialist countries, and their failures are instructive. I think it's useful to look at this. I know some people would say, it can't happen here, but...
Well, they would say that look at Denmark, look at Sweden, look at these socialist states in Europe, and socialism's doing just fine if it's implemented properly. This is, it's a sad situation. Certainly socialism, if implemented improperly, doesn't work, and we can all agree on that.
Some systems fail sooner rather than later, and ultimately...
All systems fail, right?
Yeah, ultimately, the system of stealing money from people in order to support whatever bureaucrats think is important is a system that will fail over time. All governments fail.
Well, I would say that you can't have the warfare state and the welfare state at the same time. That would be sort of my argument.
I don't know. They're kind of doing it here in the United States.
You think they got the welfare state in the United States?
Yeah, there's welfare all over the place in the United
States. Don't get sick.
What are you talking about?
Well, they don't have socialized health care. They don't have single-payer health care.
No, they don't have single-payer health care, but there's plenty of welfare. Just because there's not single-payer doesn't mean there's no welfare here. You can walk into a hospital and get treated in the United States.
Yeah, you can get treated and you'll walk out with a big old debt.
Uh-huh.
That they can then come after you for at some point.
Okay. Well, but nonetheless, there you can still get treated because the government mandates that the hospitals treat you. And
but
further,
that's not welfare because the government's not paying for it.
No, I understand that. But further, there is a lot of welfare. I mean, there's Medicare, Medicaid. There's a lot of government welfare. There's local, state medical programs as well. So it's not like there's no welfare in the United States.
I didn't claim that there wasn't just, any welfare, but I said you could have the welfare state or the warfare state. If you want the total welfare state, you can't have the total warfare state.
Okay. But the warfare state is a welfare state. It's a corporate welfare state. You're giving money to mega
corporations.
Corporations
aren't real. They're slips of paper.
There are human beings behind those corporations, and they're getting a paycheck. They're getting a paycheck, so that's welfare.
They're supplying something that is getting used by an entity. That's not welfare as much as it is selling stuff. It's rent-seeking behavior, but it's not welfare, right?
Well, there's also corporate welfare that involves...
Corporate welfare, in many cases, as identified by the left, means tax breaks.
No,
I'm
but there's actual
breaks.
Corporate welfare
there
where, like, farmers is. Get paid money to not grow crops and things like that.
There certainly is. That certainly exists, but many of the numbers that you hear quoted where it's like corporate welfare is 10 times regular welfare, it isn't okay. Always the same way.
I don't care what that... Look, are you just saying that... If there were no warfare state, the welfare state would be bigger or could be bigger? Sure, that's true.
Oh, I'm saying that in Denmark and Sweden and Germany, and when you look at these places that have these high levels of support systems, that they generally aren't spending very much on building up their military because big, expensive pieces of metal cost a lot of money.
Okay, I'll give you that. So, all I'm saying is you said it sounded in the beginning like you were saying you couldn't have both, and obviously you can. The United States
does. You could have a crappy welfare state that drives your poor in further into poverty and entrenches poverty in your country, mm-hmm. like this one has.
Okay.
And you can do welfare better than it's been done in the United States. I would make the argument that you could do better with sort of a universal paycheck that just goes to everybody for doing nothing than what it is that they have now. With no strings attached, right? Like, here's $30,000. It's far better than what they're doing now. Look at the banks getting these huge amounts of money. Mm-hmm. This huge amounts of money being an influx.
The bailouts, you mean?
Well, not just the bailouts, but the Federal Reserve System itself creates money through loans.
That's
those
true.
Loans are written by these banks.
Fractional
these
reserve.
Banks put nothing into, when they give you a loan for your house, they're not giving you money of their money. They're giving you money that's been created out of thin air. So you can't.
So that's welfare to the banks in that case.
Those that's welfare to the central banking system, which is essentially the
government cartel. Well, it's also welfare
to the banks
because the banks get to create nine times the money that they have on hold. They're the nine times they have in the vault, so to speak. And that's called fractional reserve banking.
Sure.
So wouldn't that be considered welfare, corporate welfare?
I think you could call it, but they're not even really corporations as much as they are.
Oh, I bet they're incorporated.
A government. Well, so's the government.
Right.
The government's got corporations too. So when the government gives one entity and the government gives another entity and
that
the government
welfare?
And corporate welfare. I mean, do we
where
really
do you draw
to,
the line?
Do we need to parse these terms?
Are the banks part of the government, or are
when
they
the government
from
loans
them?
The government its money, it is not corporate welfare. And therefore, I would also argue when the governments allow banks to create money out of thin air, it is not really corporate welfare in the way that most people think
it's
of it.
It's a privilege, that's for
it's
darn sure.
It's certainly a very, very powerful privilege. If, in fact, the government said, look, money is a thing of value, and we're going to give a certain amount to every person or whatever, rather than letting the banks created into existence, then you would have, in my opinion, a better, more just system than what we have today.
You're not actually advocating for that, though.
I don't know. Somebody ought to try it.
Somebody where?
This is another problem with monopolies is you can't try it. We have the United States federal government is a monopoly, and if you try to say, you know what, let's try this someplace, and we'll try this in New York State. Well, then they'd shut you down because you can't make your own money. New York State can't make its own money.
So then we just need to have secession. That way different attempts can be made.
You don't need to
secede.
The
states.
United States federal government's going to collapse of its own poor
can
policies.
It happen soon? Because I'm tired of waiting on that. Can we just have that happen now? When is that? I understand that.
You can see what's happening in Venezuela.
Sure,
this
sure.
is just statism writ large.
Yeah, well, that's why it's interesting to look at Venezuela to see how things can fail. And you could argue that inevitably the more northern socialist states will also fail at some point. Just their states fail at different times in the world. That's kind of how that works. Anyway, the story from Venezuela, from TheGuardian.com, is that the president, Nicolas Maduro, has announced the first rise in petrol prices in 20 years. and a sharp devaluation of the currency, which he said aimed to shore up the failing economy, hard hit by falling oil prices, which make up 95% of foreign income. It's got to be tough to be reliant on just one industry like that. Prices at the pump in Venezuela will jump as much as 6,000% for 95-octane gasoline from 0.097 bolivars to 6 bolivars, or 1,300% for 91-octane as of Friday.
Wow.
The official exchange rate used for food and medicine imports will weaken to 10 bolivars per dollar from 6.3, while a second rate will be allowed to float. Now, let's just bring this back a little bit to explain. It's been a while since it's been 6.3 per dollar for the bolivar. And we've discussed how that has serious effects on things, because when the government sets the exchange rate like that, it ignores the marketplace. And when the marketplace isn't legally allowed to set an exchange rate, the marketplace will illegally set an exchange rate.
And exchange rates will be set.
Right. So there has been this official exchange rate of 6.3 to 1, which is now 10 to 1. And then, by the way, that was after they launched the strong bolivar. So there was the regular bolivar in the past, like something like 15 years ago, and then they launched the strong bolivar. So we're already on a super inflated bolivar. And now the statistics have been saying, like, not the government statistics, but people who are paying attention to the economy in Venezuela are saying it's like 700 to 800% inflation in Venezuela. And so what that results in is the real black market exchange rate of one bolivar to compared to like 6.3 bolivars. That's the official, or was the official exchange. The black market one is like 1 to 700. 1 to 600 to 700 or somewhere in there.
You can't get around the marketplace. The marketplace will set an exchange rate.
So now they're finally adjusting the official state exchange rate to 10 to 1. And he's saying that this is going to somehow solve things. The socialist government's announced Wednesday revealed some of the free market reforms that analysts have been clamoring for in the oil-dependent nation, although critics say they don't go far enough to right the country's crisis-hit economy. Free market reforms? In socialist Venezuela, somehow I doubt that whatever the proposals are here are in any way free market. Because if we're talking about the government arbitrarily deciding that the price of petrol or whatever should go up, that's not a free market reform. And the government arbitrarily deciding to change the exchange rate isn't a free market reform. So let's see here. Maduro said in a... Imagine this. 5-hour televised speech.
God, his voice must have been cracking by the end. Hey, this is a filibuster.
Now, how many people actually will sit through a 5-hour speech from a politician?
People that would die if they were left the room.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about the so-called reforms here in Venezuela. Is it going to do anything to save the country from this economic crisis? Or is it too little too late, or nothing too late? 855-450-FREE. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can join us as well on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.